独立独行。Charles Everett, Ethics for Young People. It is important to learn early, to rely upon yourself. For little has been done in the world by those who are always looking out for someone to help them. We must be on our guard not to confound self-reliance with self-conceit, yet the difference between the two cannot easily be defined in words. The difference is something like that between bravery and foolhardiness, which was spoken of in an earlier chapter. The self-conceited person takes it for granted that he is superior to others. The self-conceited girl thinks that she is handsomer, more graceful, or more talented than other girls, that her work is nicer, or that her composition shows more genius. Whatever is to be done, she thinks that she can do it better than another, and that her way is always the best. The self-conceited boy looks upon himself and his exploits in the same way. It is hard to correct self-conceit, because all that such self-satisfied persons do seems to them so nearly perfect that they are liable to grow more and more conceited. It is one advantage of going to school that girls and boys are apt to have the conceit more or less taken out of them, because they are often thrown among others who are superior to them, and because their companions have little patience with such pretense. Self-reliance is very different from self-conceit. The self-reliant person is often very modest. He does not say about anything that is to be done, "I am so strong and wise that I can do it." He says, "I will try, and if patience and hard work will do it, it shall be done." One way in which a person may become self-reliant is never to seek or accept help till he has fairly tried what can be done without it. Some scholars, if they come to a problem that seems hard, run at once to the teacher or an older friend, or perhaps even to another scholar who is brighter or more self-reliant than themselves, in order to be told how to do it. Always try it yourself. Even if it is nothing more important than a conundrum, do not wish somebody to tell you the answer till you have fairly tried to conquer it. It is a pleasant feeling that comes from having done a difficult thing oneself, a feeling that those never have who are helped out of every hard place. It is like the feeling that one has after having climbed a steep mountain. There is a healthy pride in having conquered the difficulty of the ascent. There is also the comfortable feeling that comes when the muscles have been used without being unduly strained. There is a similar pleasant sensation when the mind has been exerted successfully, in learning, for instance, a difficult task or solving a hard problem. One who has overcome one difficulty is ready to meet the next with confidence that it, too, will yield to his attempt. See how much such a person has gained. In later life, while others are hesitating what to do, or whether to do anything, he goes forward and accomplishes what he undertakes. It is often better to do a thing by a way that is not the very best than not to do it at all.